Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Shows, Season 4, Mix Number
21.
21. Can you do something for me? Welcome to the Halala Show, everybody. Rika G, tell them about what this podcast is all about.
Well, this is a podcast that talks about everything and anything under the sun. So it's just a mixture of different things. That's why it's called the Halala Show.
Indeed.
And then, so basically, we still have a structure. So we start with Where You Been, which is basically just telling you what we did throughout the week. It's interesting, I promise.
It is. It's fun.
And, and then there's also Our TTs.
Our TTs or our trending topics. You can jump to those straight away by using the timestamps in the podcast description. Today's trending topics, we have a few things. The first thing, Rika G found it online. It's to start off on a serious note, tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so this is a post by Aline Sino, and I don't know if you've seen this, but it is a detailed account and story of her abuse. And of course, it garnered a lot of attention online, and you will see various different comments about her. Of course, it is very brave to actually be public with what happened. It's just that I want to kind of talk about how it's being talked about.
I see.
Online. So that's what we're going to talk about there.
All right. The second TT we have today, for those of you who are big users of GCash like myself, and before Rika moved to the UK, I think Rika was the brand ambassador for GCash.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure. For sure.
unfortunately, over the weekend or a couple days ago during this week, GCash went down, and it was kind of a scary reason. So we'll talk about that. We'll dissect that. We'll talk about maybe is it still safe? We'll discuss that in a bit. And the last thing, and I'm sure I don't know about what's going on in the UK, Rika G, but over here, everyone's Instagram stories for the last few days was of YouTuber Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah.
He did something for his birthday. He was giving out money. And you know, if you've ever watched a Mr. Beast video, you know that this man is good for it. So millions, literally millions of people participated. So we're going to talk about why that trended. And also, there's a little thing that I just learned that it actually might have been not legal based off of like Instagram's terms of service. And I guess the way of giving out money, like just like that, it's not technically legal in some aspects. We'll discuss that. And yeah, those are the TTs for today. But let's begin with Where You Been. And I believe I started last week. So Rika G, where you been this week, man?
I've just been at home because it's the last 2 weeks of uni. It's the last 2 weeks of school where we actually need to go to school. Just for everyone who doesn't know, and I'm going to ramble on about this, I am doing my master's here in the UK. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. So we're basically done with classes, and I had an exam last Tuesday, and it was an exam where you have to write a 2,000-word essay. Dude, I was so scared for my life.
Words?
I have never 2,000 words.
How long
dude.
Is that?
And I'm
How
like,
long does that take?
For one day,
oh,
like the professor gave us one day, so kind of like, you know, 24 hours, but still, it's like about one question, and it wasn't even like multiple questions where you can, you know, ramble on about and, you know, extend your sentences. You know how instead of just saying moreover, you say like, due to the fact that, just to like prolong the sentence, you can't even do that because it's like one question. So I was so scared for my life, but I was determined. So I finished the exam like half day because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even prolong this suffering. I'm just going to write and write and write. And then I'm going
to submit. Was it pen to paper or is it typing?
No. It was
okay.
Typing.
But
it was
online. I mean, it's better. I remember liking page count because you could, you know, find ways to make it longer.
Yeah.
But word count,
yeah,
is, you can't cheat that. 2,000 words? That's a lot. on one question, then, bro.
Alam mo yung nagbabargain pa ako dun sa professor ko, because I was like, I emailed her during the day of the exam, and I'm like, are you sure about the 2,000 word count? I'm like, do we want? No, I was just asking her that. What if I make my point at 1,500 words? Isn't that better for you? Because, you know, you're going to be reading.
Let me make your life easier for you, teach.
I have like a presentation. No, I'm just saying that I was just asking her that, was that the maximum? Can I make my point in 1,000 words? And she was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, nice.
So that kind of took the pressure off. And then actually just the last few days before that, after we did our last mix, it was just me at home just doing my schoolwork, man. Mm. But you know how I've been doing a lot of how I've been cycling to school. Well, that ended quickly because I kind of broke my chain. Thankfully, it was fixed like a few days after. But I was going home last Friday, and alam mo yung paakyat na ako, and then that's where my chain broke loose. I tried so hard to put it back, but. Walang nangyari. Hindi ko siya nagawa. I don't know why. It was just like, you needed tools, okay, dude. Okay. And I was like, I was so hoping for a bike fairy. Alam mo yung tipong kunwari may nagbabike, just being, hey, you need some help? I have all the tools with me
you're
or
right,
whatever.
You're right.
You're right. Pero walang bike fairy na nangyari. Oh, so I just walked home, dude. And I was so scared because my hands were dirty. And then, alam mo yung parang medyo sad na ako. Medyo nalulugi na yung itsura ko. Tapos parang I was walking with my bike. And natatawa ba isipin mga tao, did you steal that bike? Alam mo yun. So, yeah. Oh, also, I've been watching Chicago Med on a website that's paid for. And yes. Then
you pay for internet, so you've basically paid
yeah,
for it.
Pay for.
That's how
pay
I for. See it. You paid you know. For the internet, you pay for oh. everything on the internet. It should be free.
That's it, man.
Exactly.
That's the whole debate.
Hell yeah.
But Chicago Med, I've always seen Chicago Med scenes on YouTube, and it has like millions of views. And people always ask on YouTube, where do you guys, you know, watch this? Or where is it shown? Because it's not on Netflix or whatever. I think it's on Amazon, I want to say. Or Hulu. Who has Hulu? I don't know.
Hulu.
And then finally, I watched it this weekend, and it's just like it's really so good. I really like it, and I feel like it's more medical than drama. You know what I mean? Because you know how when you watch Grey's Anatomy, it's like it's really more about the drama, not really medicine. But this one is a lot of medicine. I like it, even though I don't understand like 50% of it.
But you love hospital shows, huh?
I love that shit. I don't know why.
Is it because of your parents or what?
No, you know what? It's because I think it's also in the line of, like, let's say, solving a crime. Mm. People are thinking of how they can help you or how they can heal you, quote unquote, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's in that line of, like, true crime, solving mysteries, especially House. House is like true crime, but in the hospital.
Yeah. Because House is a fun show.
It is. It got really dark though at the last.
It did.
And even the actual show got really dark. Like ano ba yun? Parang nawalan ba sila ng lighting or something?
Color
parang,
grading. No?
Ano ba? Nawalan ba sila ng ano? Ng staff or something? Diba yung parang ako, how come it became so dark all of a sudden? But anyway, Chicago Med, highly recommend. Watch it in the site of yours. That you pay for.
On the internet.
Go ahead. On the internet. And Finn.
Oh, so you know what? Speaking of stuff to watch, here's a good movie. I have to recommend it, all right? Dungeons and Dragons, bro.
What?
That movie, Rika G, is so fucking good, bro. Dungeons and Dragons, it's now available online. So if you haven't, if you have access to the internet, you can find a way to watch it. I believe it's streaming on Paramount Plus.
Okay,
so
good.
If you have Paramount Plus, I know you have Hulu, you probably have Paramount Plus. Go watch Dungeons and Dragons. It stars Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, And a couple of other people that are recognized. Well, the guy from the hot like light-skinned black guy from Bridgerton is in it too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that movie is so good. And even if you don't play Dungeons & Dragons, like I don't play it, but if you understand, like fantasy world stuff, like magicians and warriors and stuff, like you'll like it. It's funny. It's got a lot of heart. And it is severely underrated. Like, I don't think it performed well, financially in the box office. But it is a really good movie. I highly recommend that. It's probably the number one movie, besides Guardians, that I've watched within the last few weeks. And other than that, last night, Marissa and I, we went to go watch Evil Dead Rise. I don't know if you've ever watched the original Evil Dead or the remake that happened in 2013. But if you have, then you know what you're in for. It's just a gory horror thriller. It's more of a gory slasher movie. So the story is these kids find a book, and the book has an evil spirit, and the evil spirit inhabits their mom, and then it's just creepy shit, and it's violent. It was all right. I think I still prefer the 2013 remake. But fans of horror, at least on Reddit and on Rotten Tomatoes, they really gave it a high score. So I think it's worth a watch. I don't know if it's worth watching in theaters per se. I do know there is a good quality version online, but I did watch it in theaters. So
right. Yeah,
those are the two films that I watched this week that I think are worth at least a viewing. Well, Dungeons & Dragons definitely worth. Evil Dead Rise, it depends. I know some people that probably would hate that movie.
I would watch it in a cinema.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
If it's something. I just don't remember if I watched the 2013 version.
It's the one in the cabin. Have you ever watched Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah.
You ever watched? Yeah. So yes. it's the movie that Cabin in the Woods kind of parodied, because it's kind of set in a similar cabin. There's a gnarly scene in the Evil Dead one where the girl is cutting up her face with a mirror. I don't know if you remember that scene.
I don't think I watched it, because I would have remembered it. So
yeah.
Yeah. But this is the girl from what do you call this? Victoria? What's her name?
Which one? The first Evil? The recent one. Oh, the new one. I don't know. Actually, I didn't recognize any of the actors in the new one.
Yoon?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, but it's not. Evil, no, it's not.
It's not her?
Yeah.
But Evil Dead Rise, man, still okay. Still okay. I mean, it's worth one time, especially if you're a fan of gory movies. I gotta say, it's more gory than it is horror. I found it, actually, the horror elements, I found it to be a little too predictable, and it wasn't, like, psychologically scary, which, for me, is the scarier kind of movie. Like, I've always talked about it. I think I talked about it with you before here on the podcast. The movie that really scared me in, like, the last 10 years is Host, the movie set on, like, a Zoom call.
Okay.
That shit is fucking terrifying. To me. I don't know, some people might find it corny. But I found, like, the things that you don't see is what scares me more than the jump scare stuff that pops up.
Actually, speaking of horror movies, there is this one horror movie that I do remember the story of it, but I don't remember the title. So let me describe it to you, okay?
Okay.
So it's set in I'm guessing, like, a mental hospital where people are sent with, like, very serious crimes. But she doesn't remember what she did. And then, unti-unti niya naaalala, like, slowly she remembers that she killed she killed her psychiatrist, or she killed her husband also. So, yeah. And it's like, and I believe it was Halle Berry.
Gothica. I think it's
Gothica.
Right? Yeah.
That one actually is one of the scariest movies for me.
For you?
Because it's like, you don't remember what you did and you're in this, like, place. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I think horror movies are, I mean, for me, horror movies are the most subjective in terms of, like, because you could have people really love certain horror movies that you hate. Like, for me, I feel like it's the most divisive genre of film because... For example, me, I always say the first Paranormal Activity was, like, the scariest shit ever for me. But I know some people that are like, Paranormal? Are you a coward? That movie's not scary. Dude, I was so scared. I think I told you this story, too, before. When I watched it with my cousins in the theater, way back in, what, like, 2010 or 2009 when it came out? we all slept in the same room after the movie because we were so scared from like watching it. Like that's, it affected me in that kind of way.
That's the effect.
Yeah. But then some people, like, I know you love Hereditary and I know a lot of people love Hereditary. I thought that movie was lame. I did not like Hereditary. Yeah. I thought the buildup was too long for what would have been a great ending. Cause the ending is great for me.
Right.
But the buildup was too slow and it was a little too artsy for my taste. It just, that's why I'm not a big fan of it. But that's what I'm saying. You know, like, you love Hereditary. I feel like 80, 90% of horror fans love Hereditary, and I fall into the 10% that don't. And it's just kind of like that. That's just how it is, man. That's
yeah,
how it
I
rolls
think,
in horror.
I think Hereditary for me, and even Midsommar, it's kind of like three movies in one.
Fucking Midsommar. I hate Midsommar. Could you hate
okay,
that movie?
Honestly, for me, Midsommar, that was a really slow build-up. I mean, compared to the Hereditary, Midsommar had a really slow build-up. But the actual movie for me, like the first, especially the first part and how she acted it, like the despair and the hurt and the trauma and that scream or cry. I don't even know what sound she made when she found out that her family all died. And I'm like... That was so scarring for me. And sometimes I even go back to that scene on TikTok. Like, I just find Midsommar scene, family scene, because it's just so harrowing. But I do admit that that buildup was just... And I think it's kind of like a movie also that you talk about after watching it. You know what I mean? And you have to watch it again.
Yeah, it definitely makes you think. Definitely makes you think. Florence Pugh, I mean, even though I don't like, for example, I know that Toni Collette was fantastic in Hereditary. Like, hands down, she carried that movie. And I know a lot of people wanted her to win awards. Like, I don't hate on the acting at all. It's just for me, the story and the buildup was a little, it wasn't for me. Like, Florence Pugh in, is that how you say her name? Pugh or Pug?
I think so.
Pugh, no.
Pugh.
It's Pugh. Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh. In Midsommar was also, like you said, like she really conveyed that, you know, that well, not horror in the start, that what do you call it? That
trauma.
Pain. Trauma and pain in the first scene. So, yeah, I mean, those are the two movies that I watched. The main kind of highlight of my week this week was hosting a debut. I hosted a debut.
Oh, yeah. Party, dude.
Fun. Yeah,
how many
fun.
Hours did you keep up?
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Oh, five minutes.
Phoenix Golf's name for like 3 Instagram stories. You're good.
Yeah. You know, I just really wanted to get stories to make the kids know that I'm cool.
Dude,
you know, I'm hip.
Dude.
Right?
You're hip.
And they were the ones saying, oh, let me join your video. So I was like, yeah, man, of course. Come on.
Of course.
And then after the video, I had like, you know, like half of a gin and tonic and I was tapped out, friend. What I do want to say, and I shared this on my other podcast about this debut is it was really one of the best. Not just hostings, but best debuts. No, not just debuts. Best hostings that I've ever done in my
best life.
Best life. It was so fun, Rika G. And I know as you as an event host, you maybe can kind of attest to this. Sometimes you know when an event that you're hosting that the audience is really locked in and they are there to celebrate whoever the person is,
nice.
Whether it's a wedding or a debut, right? Because I don't know about you, if you've ever hosted a wedding or a debut where the guests are probably there for the food and maybe to dress up nice, but they're not really that, you know, like they're not there like fully, like I'm here for you, sister, brother, whatever. In this case, I could really tell that the friends of the debutante and the family members of the debutante, and especially the parents, like they were, it was all about the debutante.
That
right?
is so
Her name
nice.
Was Kyra. And it was so nice. And I just want to shout out, you know, the Uy family for getting me and shout out to Kyra Uy. And your friends are amazing because it's hard to find friends like that, man. Like I this is the example I use. Rika G, the dad made a 15-minute growing up AVP, man. 15 minutes,
wow.
bro. 15. And how many times have you been to a debut where they play a 2 or 3 minute AVP and everybody is checked out, man?
Yeah,
nobody's
dude.
Watching that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody is watching that shit. Only the debutante and maybe the parents, but the friends are probably like on their phones. In this case, man, I was looking at the crowd, you know, I was just behind the room, and everyone for 15 minutes was watching and looking. And whenever something would pop up on screen, they would be like, you know, there would be a reaction. Oh, ooh, ha ha ha. You know, there'd be some sort of reaction. Obviously, not like that, but genuine. And I just really wanted to say, like, stuff like that makes hosting event so fun and so easy and so memorable. Like, I've hosted a lot of events. I can't even remember probably 80% of them. I only remember the really, really good ones. And this was a good one. Yeah. So that's pretty much it, man. I've been going to the gym lately. I lost some weight, so I'm kind of on that grind. Yeah,
you've been going
to
the gym. I mean,
hell yeah, bro.
I mean, it doesn't hurt or doesn't, like, is it like recommended? Yeah.
Or you don't move the knee? No, I cleared it with my PT based on my, because I'm 21 weeks, believe it or not. I'm 21 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, man. You're almost there.
Yeah, man. Tagalpa, actually. But, you know, I, of course, I clear it with my physical therapist.
Right,
by the way,
yeah.
Shout out to Summit Rehab in Ortigas. Go to them if you ever get hurt. So basically, they tell me, like, hey, here's what you can do. Like, for example, now I can't do any jumping yet, right?
Right.
Because I need to learn how to land first. So during my PT sessions, not at the gym, but at the PT sessions, they're teaching me how to land before I kind of jump. Because you can't jump and not learn how to land.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems kind of weird. Like, of course I know how to land. But you're training your new, you know, your new knee that has never landed in its whole life, in a sense, right? This is a new knee. So you haven't ever landed on this shit ever in your whole life yet.
Yeah.
So that's what you're training in PT. But at the gym, they tell me, like, you can do... For example, like a leg press, you know, try to gain strength and try to basically your goal.
Yeah,
your goal is to make sure, because my left knee is the one that I got repaired. Your goal is to get it on par or at least 80-90% of the strength of your right leg.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. But, you know, I can walk around normally. I've been hosting events, so, you know, I have no problem walking around now. So I just, you know, I do my other lifts, you know, my upper body. I'm trying to get sexy, man. Sexy for the summer. Even the summer's already done.
Even the summer's all year round, dude.
Yeah, true, true. But yeah, that's it, man. Finn, shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's go to the first TT. Enrique G found this online. It's kind of a serious, I don't know if we have to give some sort of trigger warning or anything.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a trigger warning for everybody. If you want, you can listen to a friend that you feel safe with, or you can just skip this altogether because we are talking about sexual abuse and domestic abuse, actually. Sorry.
Right.
Domestic abuse. So this was a post that I saw online and it's been spreading online. It was actually posted last December 30 by Eileen Sino, and she did post the whole story for awareness as well. So it started out identifying her ex-boyfriend. His name is Nico Andrada, and she put in a detailed account of his domestic abuse against Eileen. Yes. So it started on October 23, and then they had, like, more altercations December 15, December 30, June 16. I'm not going to read all of it because I don't want people to get triggered by it, because it's very... It's very serious. There's one in October 15, and basically she just said in the post that even until this day that she posted it, which is December 30, she's been getting threats, blackmailing her, threatening her that he'll send her private photos and private videos on adult sites, which is so awful in itself.
Fucked up.
Fucked up, dude. And then he hacked his her social media accounts, threatened her, and even, like, going around to her friends and family to kind of, like, clear his name. So she showed photos and even a copy of the police report that she made against the ex-boyfriend. And here's the thing. You know what? We talk about this from time to time, and we always say that because it is important to talk about. You know, it's uncomfortable, but because it is uncomfortable and it's not nearly talked about as much, that's why, you know, we have a conversation about this in our podcast from time to time, because it is important. And she did say that in the post, she did say that she's encouraging people to actually post and share her story to save another woman's life. And it's just, I think, you know, when it comes to incidents like this, it's sad that it happens, but I mean, I'm talking about the comments that she gets. Obviously, hindi kasi nawawala yung, why didn't you leave? Or parang,
why
you know,
now?
Calling
why,
her,
ngayon,
bakit ngayon? Or like calling her tanga, or calling her stupid, or calling her everything. And it's just that, I just wanted to get on here and kind of like talk about that question, why didn't you just leave? And because it's a question that always comes up whenever there's a story like this, and it, and you might think that ano lang naman eh, you know, this comes up in the news once or twice, but it doesn't actually. That's not the whole picture, because it it comes up in the news or on a trending Facebook post once or twice a month, but it happens every single day, and you have to remember that it happens every single day to a lot of women out there, and it's. I hope it doesn't, you know, those aren't the facts, but it is.
It is the facts.
Yeah. And yun nga, parang I kind of want to talk about that question, why didn't you just leave? Diba? And I'm just, ikaw, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, the way, because whenever these things pop up, like you said, the ones that really gain traction are usually it's from celebrity. I mean, like in this case, it's she's not a celebrity, but you hear it when a celebrity, like Rihanna is probably the most, you know, well-known case of this kind of abuse. But even in the Rihanna thing, you see similar comments. And here's the thing, when I talk to other people about it, and I haven't really kind of gauged if it's men or women, but I would say more times than not, it's men saying, why didn't you just leave? And I think it's because they don't understand, or at least they can't comprehend how scary it is for a woman to say or to do that without fear of dying, literally dying. Like that is a big like scare for women, because, you know, physically, I mean, in generally, men are stronger than women, right? I think it's just fair to say that generally they are.
And physically, you mean?
Physically, yeah, physically right. Stronger, right? So to just leave, you've seen I've seen videos that are, you know, terrifying, like for anyone to be a part of, let alone a woman, seeing, being confronted by a bigger, stronger, like even muscular. And the worst part is like, I see these and it's these big buff dudes doing it. Like what a bunch of pussies, bro. Like, I'm sorry to say that, but like how fragile are you that you have to like pick up or push or punch or abuse someone who is literally maybe a quarter of your size and weight? Like what is that? Like they were not raised right. And that shit really sucks, man. And you know, that's why when I say when people say, why don't you just leave? For me, I don't think they're not meaning any, most people are not saying like, they're not saying it as a way of like, are you dumb? Why don't you just leave? I think a lot of them are just ignorant of the fact that it's not that easy. Right, it's easy to say in practice, right? Like, yeah, obviously it seems like the right thing to do. It seems like the smart thing to do. But it's not always easy to do. And that's just my take on it. And obviously I'm not a woman, so I can't really speak on the experiences of like what it would feel like as a woman. But that's just based on the, you know, we're dissecting this question, why don't you just leave, or why didn't you just leave? That's how I see it. And why it's such a common question being asked.
Right.
But in your case, I guess, what do you think is the question that should be asked, or what should be done rather than asking this very commonly, you know, this commonly used question?
But I mean, actually, before answering that question, I think, I mean, we have to like make things clear that it's not just women who are getting abused. You know, there are a lot of cases where men are getting abused as well. And there's also not just physical abuse that comes with it. There is a psychological, verbal abuse. So I think we kind of need to get that straight as well. And I feel people who are not going through physical abuse, but they're going through other types of abuse, you know, it's the same thing. You are going through, you know, trauma and everything. But for your question, I mean, for me, I think it's not really thinking about another question to ask, but it's really more about being you know, having empathy for that person. Mm. Because honestly, I feel like at this point, she was clear about why she shared her story. And you know that it is not easy to tell your story because you are opening up the world to these kinds of comments. But she did say that she is encouraging people to share this because you might save another woman's life. Because, you know, it's basically saying that don't get into a relationship with this man, you know, because this is what he does. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really more about being empathetic towards, you know, people who do experience these kinds of things. But at the same time, like before we move on to the next TT, with that question, why don't you just leave? Or like, you know, why did you stay? That's another version of the question. For me, I think, you know, people really need to understand that it's not as simple as it is. And like you said, you know, there's that fear of getting hurt again, which is one thing. There's also, you know, some people who are in families, they have kids, they're married, who actually cannot, you know, like, it's not that easy to leave, you know, a family. And there's a host of different things. That's why I feel like this is the opposite of being being empathetic of a person when you ask them, why didn't you just leave the relationship? So it's just, I feel like that is the other end of the spectrum. If you want to be empathetic, the other end would be asking the question, why didn't you just leave? Because that's literally saying that, because when I'm in your situation, I would have just left. It's not, and I'm hoping, it's not that easy. And I'm hoping nobody would ever be in that, you know, situation where you would have to think about, you know, leaving because you get hurt by your partner. So, I know that, you know, in the future, I mean, it's sad to say, but in the future, you will see another story like this on Facebook or in the news, and we talk about it again. But I think today, this is what I wanted to kind of like focus on. And hopefully that she is, you know, feeling safe with her family, friends, and never happens to anybody ever again. Yeah. Honestly, that's my wish.
Yeah. Just to kind of build off of that, you know, as we close off this TT, you know, the fact that she really reiterated that by sharing this post, she wants to save at least, you know, if she can save somebody, then that's, you know, that's the, you know, that's worth it. And, you know, it really does take a lot of bravery to post something like this. And I think, I mean, her intentions of posting this is not to reach out to these, you know, these people who are victim blame. It's to reach out to the people that won't probably even comment. I bet you the women that are really taking this to heart and learning from this and seeing, you know, getting this early warning, or I guess maybe this warning or a chance to make a change in their life, they're not commenting, I think, most of them.
Yeah.
They are just there and they're seeing like, wow, like, this is what's happening to me. I can do this too. And I think that alone is what makes something like this, like for us to talk about it like this on a podcast, you know, like to reach somebody, that's all that really, at the end of the day, is the intention of the post and the, you know, what is important about talking about it in an empathetic way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always bring up the show Ted Lasso. They did their most recent episode has something similar towards the end of the episode. I'm not going to spoil the show if you haven't watched it, but basically one of the characters says, you don't know what a person is going through in life. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the general gist of it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone who listened to this podcast knows somebody that's been through something like this. And that alone should speak volumes about how, you know, either you can reach out to someone, be a supportive friend. You can, if someone is, you know, someone is being abused, this is maybe your chance to help out. You know, I don't know in what way is the best way. You know, so the scenarios are different, but in all ways, depending on, you know, the circumstances with the person that you know. But maybe this is your opportunity to kind of take inspiration from the bravery of this lady who posted on Facebook and every other person that has posted a similar experience, and maybe rise above the general, like, why didn't you just leave? Why did she stay? And move on to something more, you know, do something else, I think, is what we're trying to say. Because this is not, like you said, this is not going to, it's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
So what we can do, at least for me, how I see this, what we can do is prevent it happening to somebody that we know or somebody else, right? And I mean, that's my final thoughts on that. Do you have anything else that you want to share on this
topic? I have a million other things to say on this topic. But I guess, you know, we can leave it at that. And like we said, you know, this is a conversation that keeps on happening, especially on this podcast. But we are not going to be shy about it. We are going to talk about it because, you know, it is an important conversation. So, yeah, that's it. Wapow.
All right. Wapow. All right, so we're talking about the GCash quote-unquote hack, or GCash went down. I don't know. It trended on Twitter. I don't think there was a hashtag. But basically, GCash, the e-wallet that, you know, I don't know if it's hundreds of thousands or maybe already millions of people use, went down a couple days ago because of something that happened. Let me tell you first what happened. According to Inquirer, there was a plan or a hack by some people or a group of people we don't know to siphon off at least 37 million pesos was the number that was given into a only two bank accounts. So there are two bank accounts that existed. I believe, I don't want to give the wrong bank, so I just won't say which banks they were. But basically, there were two accounts in a bank or in certain banks where GCash money was taken from people's GCash wallets and kind of funneled into these two bank accounts. And the total occurred, the total happened to be around 37 million pesos. And because
of this.
So,
hindi GCash account, sorry.
Hindi siya GCash account.
Okay.
Yung pera na wala sa GCash account ng mga tao. But it was put into two bank accounts, but across multiple GCash wallets.
Okay.
And because of this, well, let's talk about first what happened. The afterfall is a lot of people, their GCash was not working for the entirety of the day. And it makes sense because GCash had to kind of shut down and had to resolve the issue. But the bigger concern here is GCash themselves attempting to explain what happened says there was no hacking actually involved. That was the statement from GCash.
Okay.
So verbatim, we extended our scheduled maintenance to investigate and determine that no hacking occurred. This was during the event that occurred over the past week. And but others are saying, like, how could it not have been a hack? Because, I mean, it was a targeted thing, which means that whoever was able to access this money and put it into these bank accounts had access to these GCash accounts, which means there is some sort. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can loosely change the definition of hacking, but that to me seems like hacking.
Right.
You know? Right?
I mean, saan pa ba nanggagaling? I mean, did people
Exactly. Did
people like simultaneously transfer to these two bank accounts?
Diba? Labo. But the, you know, it goes to show that there is still a lot of concern regarding safety with cashless and digital payments. A lot of people posted on social media, on Twitter, especially on TikTok, saying bakit walang OTP? Like, normally when you're transferring, you know, especially a big amount, there should be some form of authentication to show that, hey, this is actually you sending this money and it's not someone trying to take it from you. And according to blog tech, Yuga Tech, if you've ever gone on Yuga Tech, they're a blog for technology. They are saying that the story of it being hacked is very plausible, though it's not confirming that it was hacked. So here's kind of the steps, what they're saying. So the culprit had to have been planning this for some time because you can't just make this happen by picking random people, right? So they're guessing that it was because of phishing, like phishing scams. You know how I'm sure if you live in the Philippines and you have a cell phone number, and I don't know, I think you were receiving them too, right, before you left? These SMS scams with what look like legitimate businesses. Usually it's banks or anything that seem legitimate, asking you to renew your password or say that something has expired, and they make you click on a link. Usually the links look legit. I've seen some which are like obviously so awful. Like, I don't know how they fool anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, these scams are very prevalent here in the Philippines. And they're saying that, Yucatec is saying that the people that were targeted were most likely victims of phishing scams. And for some reason, when they clicked on those links, their GCash information was revealed to these hackers. And that is how they were targeted and how they were taken from their money, how their money was taken from them. And, you know, before we talk about what we can do to kind of maybe prevent this from happening, what are your thoughts on e-payments and e-wallets and the safety that, you know, that occurs? What do you think about this happening?
I mean, honestly, when, you know, nung bago pa lang yung e-wallets and everything, there was really just like a lot of questions, you know? And I know that there was this one time where I transferred to the wrong number. And ang kailangan kasi is the two numbers, like kunwari, you transferred to the wrong number.
Yeah.
For you to get back your money, kailangan yung number na napagpalit mo, kunwari 0917541, ang napagpalit mo lang two consecutive numbers, naging 514. If it's three consecutive numbers that you transferred na parang mali yung number, they can't bring back your money.
Damn.
Yeah, so they have those like rules that they have to like protect you as well, you and your money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's just, yeah, it, parang for me, sobrang up in the air pa yung e-wallets, honestly.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know if it's different here, kasi here, we do have, here in the UK, we do have like e-wallets as well. But before you, aray ko, but
ganyan. Apple Pay? My Apple
no.
Pay ba?
Well, it's also an app. It's called Revolut. And then there's also another one called Monzo or something. Anyway, I'm sure there are other ones. But before you transfer, actually, you need like face verification or your thumbprint or anything. Which is kind of different because there, hindi, diba? You kind of just need to like press the button.
Well, here, meron ng ano facial recognition when logging into your account.
But when you're transferring too, like you need like may isa pa ulit na... But I don't know it. It's another verification, but it, how safe is that? Diba?
Yeah, sometimes they need OTP for big amounts. But smaller amounts, like I think the case in this case, what happened was they took a lot of smaller amounts that maybe went under the threshold and were able to bypass that. That's what I'm guessing.
It's just so weird that they would say na there's no hacking that happened. Kasi parang naisip ko tuloy na parang may iba bang term? For that to, you know, may iba bang term na dapat gamitin? Is it not hacking anymore?
Yeah.
So what happened? Nabalik?
Well, eventually, I mean, the GCash released a statement saying that they would, you know, I don't think reimburse is the right word, but they would get the funds back to the people affected.
Right.
But I, you know, I saw on TikTok, a big influencer who was affected did post saying that they did get their money back. However, in the comments... there are people who were saying that they were affected, but hindi pa na nabalikan yung pera nila.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that it's not, I mean, maybe because the guy's an influencer and he has a lot of, you know, maybe they want to damage control. But it's not as easy to get money back as quickly as probably that influencer, you know, got his money back.
Yeah.
And it's just, I have confidence that they will get their money back because they need to do that. Because GCash is going to suffer, right? Like, their reputation is going to suffer. They have to get the money back because it's on their end. Mm-hmm. You know, they're at fault because their security failed. But the inconvenience altogether is kind of what you know, just to wait, I don't know, like 3, 5, 6, 7 business days for it to happen. That could be a big thing for a lot of people because GCash nowadays, and the thing, you know, I don't mean to like shit on GCash or PayMaya or all these, because you know what? I think they are a great tool. They are a great asset. I am a big user. Like, I used to not be into GCash before, but the convenience that it has given me is really, in a sense, I think it's a game changer. It makes the country run smoother, I would say.
Yeah, and businesses, you know, also.
Businesses, 100%.
And I think doon na papunta talaga eh, you know, like e-commerce and everything, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Actually, I don't know, kasi if they can just bring it back like that, kasi they should have the power to do so, right?
Yeah.
It's just that I guess maybe naisip ko parang the whole situation just blew up. Kasi what if people are also just saying na ako rin na nakawan ako when in fact hindi ka naman nakawan or something like that. Like, just to verify every single one.
May resibo naman, diba? I mean, there should be some sort of trace there.
Hopefully there is some sort of electronic footprint that, right, you know, that they can see. But I do know a lot of people who have like thousands of pesos in their GCash. And honestly, ako, I can't. Hindi ko ata kaya na parang may 80,000 pesos ako sa GCash. I will literally the next day transfer it to a secure bank account. But yeah. I do know a lot of people who have like 100,000, 300,000, ganun.
Yeah. Yeah. I tweeted about this as well after, you know, because during the incident that, and I, you know, it didn't go viral or anything, but I had a lot of people retweet it and like it because I think it really rings true. We have a long way to go here in the Philippines, especially to move towards a cashless kind of society.
Mm-hmm.
But I think ultimately, like you said, that should be the future. That should be the goal. I mean, I can remember 5 years ago, like, no one was really accepting GCash payments at, for example, sa Green Hills. Like, Green Hills, right, di ba maraming mga stalls?
Or convenience stores.
Right. They don't have registers, right? They don't have a register to swipe cards or whatever. I feel like the Philippines has to have more of a acceptance to card payments as well as, I mean, GCash and all these things are great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's easy. It's convenient. But if we overly rely on something that is not, like we say, not as secure as we would hope for it to be, we need to either diversify the types of payments allowed or the types of payments accepted, or really just like lock in and say, like, we got to get our shit together and make this happen. Because I love GCash. Look, dude, I get all, especially, I don't know, I'm sure there's some freelancers who listen to us out there. They probably get their money through GCash because GCash is partners with Payoneer. They're partners with a lot of these, international money sending things. And you can go straight. Or crypto people, right? They can go straight to GCash now or PayMaya. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still am optimistic about GCash. And I don't think I'm going to, you know, based off their response and their response time, I still have trust in them. But it's still a little shaken because of this. And I would hope moving down the line that it becomes the norm for all forms of payment to be accepted and for it to for us to not have to think about it. You know, not because these and whether the SIM Registration Act is going to help that, I hope it does. But I have been getting texts nonstop still, right? And it's I feel like there's a deeper rooted issue of just people out there, desperate people, evil people, just trying to fuck over people that are trying to make it here, make it in the world.
Yeah.
And we need to find somehow to kind of move away from that and let everyone succeed. You know,
grabe.
What I mean?
Na tuloy ako, na-prening ako, because yesterday, I'm very, very, like, protective of my debit card. Because obviously, if it's a debit card, diba, it's actual money that's going out of your account. It's not like a credit card na parang the bank can just kind of like, I know this is like
contest
far from GCash. Yeah.
Right.
from GCash. But still, na-prening ako kasi yesterday, when I bought in a convenience store, they asked me to insert my card. Because diba, usually you can just tap the card nowadays.
Yeah.
Pero they asked me to insert my card and I'm like, I'm always so iffy to insert my card. But then again, it is a convenience store that I can go back to and be like, guys, ano nangyari sa pera ko or something? Or is my money? That's the thing eh. Kasi diba, parang when you lose money in like a virtual thing, parang where did it go? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody
there's no
can just
money trail.
Yeah,
in a sense.
There's no paper trail.
Paper trail. Yeah.
So it is quite scary, and hopefully, you know, people get their money back. Because people can just like change numbers on your screen. So biglang malahan ng pera, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah. So at the end of the day, man, for how I see it is, I will continue to use it, right? Because I'm a advocate of it. I think it because I've been able to pay bills, get my payments through my freelance work online through there. It's a great tool. just sana that they, you know, this doesn't happen again. And maybe, I don't know what other additional features they could add, but they probably have to beef it up just a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and
for
make
sure.
It happen. All right. Any more thoughts on this, Rika G,
That's
before
it,
we move
man.
On to our final TT? All right. Well, pal, let's talk about Mr. Beast.
Oh, my gosh. You know, talking about money, who has right. a lot of it.
A lot of it.
A lot,
fucking
dude.
This Mr. is Mr. Beast.
Wait, I'm just so confused where Mr. Beast came from. Because, okay, I know Mr. Beast right now. Pero parang yeah, I mean, yeah. nag-pop up na lang siya sa feed ko for some reason.
Yeah, medyo nag-blow up siya during pandemic, di ba? Pandemic, I think.
Kasi ano mo, honestly, I can actually, for me in my head, para silang parehas ni David Dobrik, who gives away like a lot of shit for free for a lot of
right.
to a lot of people. But saan siya nang galing and how did he get so big all of a sudden?
Big. The history of Mr. Beast is actually really interesting. He started way back in like 2011. He's been doing it for a long time. He's the definition of like grinding.
The grind.
Like grinding. The
yeah.
grind. And, you know, I watched this great interview with him. I forgot who it was. I think it was a podcast interview where he kind of broke down his mindset when it came to YouTube videos. He is very analytical. Like
okay.
everything from the thumbnail to the music to the text to the whatever is being shown on screen, like he broke it down to a science to know what people kind of click on. And he somehow, you know, down the line, you know, from 2011 up till 2023, he cracked the code, right? And, you know, he's able to, he just knows what people will click on. Mm. And based on his and the TT for today, his recent Instagram post, which is also doubling as a birthday post. So, by the way, happy birthday, Mr. Beast, aka Jimmy, which is his real name, Jimmy Donaldson.
Let's
go. He posted on Instagram saying, since it's my birthday, I'm going to be giving away $10,000 to five people, which eventually became 10, by the way.
Okay.
I'll tell you why later. But five people who comment and share this post to their Instagram stories.
Mm.
And by the second day, it had over 30 million comments. And, you know, if you assume that each comment is an Instagram story, 30 million Instagram stories as well, not promoting, but highlighting this post. And he gained 12, 13, 14 million Instagram followers overnight. That's the kind of like.
Wait, that's crazy.
That's genius. That's marketing genius, bro.
I know. And that's crazy to actually like get 12 million followers like in just one day, because I'm sure before that he already had millions of followers.
Yeah
millions. Before.
I don't know what his actual follower count is. I think it's like, let me just look it up, because
naisip ko na parang that must have been the most shared Instagram story, because you have to share it on your Instagram stories, right?
Mm-hmm,
that must
mm-hmm.
have been
I
the
so.
Most shared Instagram post of all time, is it not?
Probably, I don't know. I'd have to look up the statistics. But I think what would make that difficult now is, so here's the thing. Actually, let me go over the mechanics before I tell you what happened to the post. So
okay.
the mechanic for he would give out $10,000 to
right.
five people. How he picked the winners, he didn't clarify. He already announced the winners. By the way, I didn't
okay.
win. Sad. Didn't
sad,
win. So
sad.
None of my friends won
Malin
either.
Malin mo, ikaw yung next.
So,
Malin mo, ikaw yung
right?
six.
Right? Diba? You never know.
Di ka
but
sure.
his Instagram post actually got taken down. And because apparently it violated Instagram's terms of service. Now, Mr. Beast doubled down on this and he posted it on his story saying, Instagram took the post down. Because of that, I'm giving away five more winners. So he actually picked 10 winners of $10,000. He gave away $100,000. Even the next set of five was not me or my
Grabe.
Friends or you.
How do you
right?
verify? How do you also verify the person that you're giving the money to?
Right,
so
I don't
all
know.
Around the world,
all around the world.
So
except for
yung...
New York, daw. Except
okay.
for New York, nakapin yung comment, Mr. Beast. Except for New York.
Also, how do you know? Like, let's say, what if you live in New York, but your let's say your driver's license say that you know you were born in I don't know South Africa
know.
Or something. So, and. And sweet lang. So paano itatransfer ngayon sa BDO account mo? Diretso, ganun.
Right.
Kunwari ikaw na
I don't know.
Bibigay mo Gcash
mo. Oh, Payoneer, di ba? Ano pa yung mga sikat? Wise, di ba yung mga sikat ngayon? Wise.
Yeah.
And Zillow. Basta there's online transferring apps. Maybe that's how he does it. You know what? Being Mr. Beast, he could probably fly out and just give it to you in person. That's
oh, for
the kind of
sure.
baller
sure.
he is. But there is talk about why it was taken down, and apparently it actually could be quote-unquote illegal what he did. So let me just read a post from from kind of a lawyer who talked about this. So the first fact is that it did violate Instagram's terms of service because the post did not show that the it did not acknowledge that the promotion is in no way associated with Instagram. So he didn't say that, you know, this is sponsored by Instagram or this is associated with Instagram. So that already at the forefront violated the terms of service.
But why did he need to indicate that it was sponsored by Instagram? Sorry.
Because it would violate the terms of service. Like, I don't know. That's just what, like, I guess giving out money, maybe it kind of, you'd have to acknowledge that this is okay with Instagram. Like, Instagram has approved this. But I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of influencers that post giveaways. I doubt that they go through this.
Exactly.
I think it was just scrutinized heavily because it got 30 million shares, right?
Mm.
But another aspect is that in California, I think, which is where Mr. Beast lives, they require that you create official rules and prominently identify them in all promotional materials. And that leads to what you were asking. How do you get paid? Who can participate? Like, what are the rules for this? He did not post anything of that sort. So that kind of goes under, like, against the rules of California law. So the rules list, among others, the name of the giveaway operator, eligibility requirements, which he only gave. I don't know if him saying you just have to tag and repost counts as eligibility. I think you have to give, like, you have to be a resident of blah, blah, blah. I feel like you have to be more specific.
Yeah.
And then all caps statement that no purchase is necessary, which he did not post as well. And there's a bunch, like, you know, this, there's a whole thread about what is going on and why it was taken down and why it could be, you know, against the law. But that did not stop people from doing it.
Nope. Also, what if you have like 5 Instagram accounts?
I feel like you could do it. I mean, why not? But I did the math, right? The odds of winning the 10,000 are actually less than probably winning any of the lottos in the world.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Any one lotto. Because the
pure
the
luck lang talaga.
Pure luck. But I guess the reason why Mr. Beast, or why this post went big, is because if you watch any Mr. Beast video, and I know you've watched a few, you know he's good for the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he will give this away like nothing.
He literally will deliver.
He will deliver. And I've watched, and I'm a big fan of Mr. Beast. Because Mr. Beast, did you know, Rika G, that Mr. Beast has like 20 channels? It's not just the main Mr. Beast channel. He has like Mr. Beast Espanol. He has Beast Philanthropy.
No.
And each one has like whatever the highest play button. Was it platinum? Silver?
Yeah.
What's the highest play button?
I don't know. Platinum?
Basta, he has reached the highest number of whatever the award
That's
is for
crazy.
X number of suppliers for all of his channels.
20?
Yeah, something
That's
like that.
Insane.
He has a bunch.
That's insane.
And, you know, his Beast Philanthropy is a channel that I would highly recommend. Because Mr. Beast channel is him just doing crazy, funky, weird, stupid shit with his friends and giving people money, which is fun to watch. But the Beast Philanthropy channel, he doesn't take any revenue from that. He gets the revenue, but he puts it all back into philanthropy. So his recent videos are helping 1,000 people hear, 1,000 people see, 1,000 people walk again. Like, he gets prosthetics. It's really just, it's so cool. And it makes you wonder, like, why aren't more people like Mr. Beast, bro?
Right.
It's crazy. And one of the best things that I've heard, I don't know if you've seen this maybe in a TikTok clip or IG reel, Mr. Beast turned down $1 billion for
right.
his YouTube empire. One
wow.
billion. Because he knows how much his shit is worth and how much influence he has. But the fact that you can turn down $1 billion and sleep at night is insane.
Baller.
To me. It's insane, Rika G. $1 billion,
Wait,
man.
I'm confused. Okay, so if he gives away most of his money, so technically, siya, yung revenue niya as a person would not, it's not like, he's not considered a billionaire or something.
I feel like in terms of assets
right,
that he has.
Yung
he's siya, already,
yung kanya. Uh-oh.
Right. But liquid assets, probably not. I feel like he has enough to live comfortably.
Right.
But it seems like they did a study on how he does it. He puts a lot of his money earned back into his next video. He spends hundreds of thousands of dollars on his videos. If you want to see like the scale of one of his craziest videos, he recreated Squid Games.
I know. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you've probably seen that, and a lot of people listening probably have, but that must have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do. He built a full set just to make it happen. So I don't know. I mean, he strikes me as a guy that is smart enough with money that he can just, he knows how much he can give away. And he doesn't strike me as someone that is super, what do you call it? Basta, he seems like he doesn't really care about money that much.
Right. you know what? I mean, speaking of, you know, we're talking about billionaires now. I did see a video on TikTok. I think it was from a movie where they have like this conference where they're like millionaires and billionaires and stuff like that. Obviously, this is fiction, but it kind of gave me like a different perspective on, you know, super rich people and billionaires to be exact. Yeah. It was a speech about, it's a movie, I believe, but it was a speech given at this like conference that they have, and it's this billionaire who says that actually, if you think about it, a billionaire doesn't make $1 billion, they take $1 billion. Nobody should be a billionaire.
Right.
And it kind of made me think, oh, nga no, like, why are there billionaires? Because if you think about it, if you see the magnitude of being a billionaire, that is so much more than being a millionaire.
It's insane.
It's insane.
There are levels to this.
Dude, that's just, if you think about it, talaga, parang nakakakilabot, you know?
Yeah. I remember reading something like, to a billionaire, for example, spending like $50,000, I mean, you'd have to do the math, right? Like $50,000, which is probably like the average salary for a lot of people in the world, in first world countries. Spending $50,000 is like spending, to a normal person, it's like spending $50 to a billionaire.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like $50 is, you know, a nice dinner for two somewhere.
Mm.
That is what $50,000 is to a billionaire. Something like that. I don't know what the math is, but imagine a year's salary is like spending a dinner for two for a billionaire. That's how crazy, billionaires are.
Mm.
It's bananas, bro. It's bananas.
I can't comprehend, but I don't know what it feels like. Honestly.
Yeah. But what's even crazier, if you've seen news about Mr. Beast as well lately, he actually bought a whole neighborhood for himself and his employees. So he bought a whole
neighborhood.
Yeah, in North Carolina. He bought extensive property in the area, and it only cost him about $2 million, right?
Give or take. Yeah. Give or take.
Yeah. And dude, I would love to work for Mr. Beast. He's actually hiring. Did you know that? He's actually hiring.
You need to fly out there then. You need to be in the area, right?
I think you can do a teleconference because, I mean, in his recent videos, he's been like saying like, hey, we're hiring, send us what you got. I don't know what he's hiring for, but maybe this is your chance, you know, to go out to work with Mr. Beast.
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure he pays Even if he doesn't, man, if you can just go with him to his trips, it's worth it. But have you heard, before we end this, have you heard that there's a, you know, as all things on the internet, when somebody's loved, you know, loved by a lot, there's also people that hate. And can you believe that there are people hating on Mr. Beast for giving away money?
But whatever. Because they have a lot of money.
Because either that or because they're like, look at this guy, look at this fucking clout chaser who's helping thousands of people walk again. What?
You know what? I'm not saying that it's like, you know, it's warranted or whatever.
Right.
But it is a little scary if you think about it. Let's say he does acquire so much money. In a sense, for me, it's kind of like monopolizing who owns the money and what he can do with the money. If that's like a bunch of...
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang sobrang...
I get that.
Isang tao lang yung in charge for this amount of money. That is scary, dude. That's why I really think that
he has a lot of sway, by the way.
Yeah. That was actually my point. It's just so scary that there's like this one person in charge of all of that money. That's diba? Yeah.
What if he turns evil, right?
Yeah.
What if he decides to be an asshole?
That's why a lot of people are against, you know, monopolizing something.
Yeah,
Because they have all of the power. But I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, he's evil or anything. It's just scary to think about.
You never know. You never know, man. And I mean, he has a lot of influence on social media. He actually posted a poll like, would you vote for me as president or something like that? And it was like 90% yes. No. I mean, I like Mr. Beast. But I mean, he could be president, though. I mean, who knows? I'm not hating on him. But I'm just saying, like, he's in like Twitter threads with Elon Musk. Like, that's the kind of like influence he has. So with that kind of influence, I'm sure we can all agree that with that kind of money and influence, politics is definitely like there's some sort of political ramifications to that.
Yeah.
What it is, I don't know. But, you know, if he is to, you know, give his endorsement to a candidate or endorse this money, the money he's making to some sort of, you know, something that he believes in that other people don't. For example, what if he was like, I am against abortion, and then he just puts his money into this? Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah, like exactly.
That, right?
Yeah.
That would be crazy. And I think that's the point you're trying to make, right? Like, we don't know if all this money is in his power. Like, it's kind of scary what he could do with it if he were to do something that is out of left field.
I guess even if, like, let's say essentially a board is in charge of his money, that's still just a group of people.
Group.
That definitely will not represent, let's say, a country or something.
I agree.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Man. Any more thoughts on Mr. Beast before we wrap things up, Rika G?
Can I just say, I did not actually take that chance. I feel like I was so busy when people were like reposting it on Instagram stories and everything. I was like, maybe tomorrow.
Okay, wala na. You weren't gonna win anyway. I mean, we weren't gonna win anyway. Realistically,
Dude, hindi mo alam. That's the reason why a lot of people actually took the chance, because it was so easy to just repost it on your Instagram story. So you don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Grabe.
Yeah. You can't win if you don't play, right?
Exactly.
That's the saying. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we wrap things up, Rika G, I do have a message from Instagram, kind of an addendum to, we did talk about the Longanisa Grill, I think, 2 mixes ago. Let me just read the message. It says, just listening to your latest episode now, and although I feel like ang OA ng mga comments regarding the girl who reviewed the Only Breakfast restaurant, I think you guys forgot to note that she literally mentioned that it's not worth it na puntahan pa, and that magluto na lang sa bahay instead, just because she was kind of upset about not getting the longanisa. It's that line that actually irked a lot of people.
Okay.
So we actually failed to mention that in the podcast. I didn't actually see that in the video. Maybe I didn't watch the... Maybe
the
I didn't get
thing.
The whole video. So just wanted to put that out there to all the listeners that we missed that. And but I agree. But, like, ang OA pa naman mga comments. But
I know,
guess
but that's
that
the
does...
thing. I know. Like, going back to, you know, the longanisa. Longanisa issue.
Longanisa.
I mean, even if, let's say... Okay, sige, let's consider that line na sinabi niya na, sa bahay na lang kayo. I think that's still... That's still warranted to say. You know what I mean? That's it's still something that people are allowed to say. Diba? Does that mean
maybe the delivery. I didn't see how she delivered it. I could see why people would be upset if it was delivered in a lowbrow way, like this is so this establishment sucks and I would never go here again. So I don't know, but if it was delivered in the same way as the comments that we discussed on the podcast, I feel like it still wouldn't be worthy of the backlash.
The hate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. But that's the podcast for today. We did get a Spotify question. Let me just pull it up.
Ooh.
We have 6 minutes left on this free Zoom call, which we will upgrade to one day.
Mr. Beast.
It's working for us. That's
come
Mr. Beast,
on.
Right? Mr. Beast, come on, brother. This one from, let me see. We published it here. It's from Angeli, who says, since you guys, it's not a question, it's more of a statement. Hey guys, since you brought up the camera thing, I forgot what the camera was. Oh yeah, because you and I, we don't go on cam, right, when we record.
Right.
She says, can you please have a video podcast? It would be nice if we can see the both of you on screen, maybe once a month. Or on special occasions.
Yeah.
That seems like a great idea.
You're going to see my kumot you know, in the morning.
You know what the funny part is? When Rika and I start a Zoom call, she, I don't know why yours is set to
auto on. I don't know why, too, because before...
But Rika's camera turns on when she joins a Zoom call, and I just see a snapshot of life that I don't think I should... I'm privy to. I don't think I'm privy to that. I feel like she doesn't intend for anyone to see that, but she puts it in my fucking face, right?
It's a freaking privilege, dude. Be happy.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know, this could be an AI talking to you, honestly. It could be. So this it could is proof be. Of life.
Yeah. But yeah, we Rika and I talk about this all the time. It's just logistically we try to figure it out, like editing the thing. Because it's not, we can't just repost a thing, right?
Yeah. And if we do have, maybe if we do have a team, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this team of two has been working strong for the last 5 years.
5 years, dude.
Right. So maybe it's time to hire.
ngayon pre-prod namin and downgrade to just chatting. Not even.
We don't pre-prod on the Zoom call so that we save minutes on the recording. But you know what would
Mr.
really
Beast,
help us out?
Please.
You know what really helps besides Mr. Beast? To really help us out, you have to help us. I mean, this is just a call to action to our Leche fans. Help us grow the podcast, because as much as we, you know, we do this out of, you know, the goodness
of our,
the goodness of our hearts and our passion for doing it and entertaining our Leche fans, the more the podcast grows, the more sponsors we would have. That's just a fact of life, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Mr. Beast has been grinding for 12 years, eventually found the spot that he makes billions of dollars or whatever. Hopefully we get there too, but we need your help as Leche fans to share the podcast. And of course, a lot of the burden also falls on us. And granted, marketing-wise, it's hard to do it with just the two of us, especially when we're busy with other things. But a big extending helping hand would be from you guys and girls and whatever you identify as to help us out and share it with your friends. Or people that you think would genuinely enjoy the podcast. Right?
Yes.
So it means a lot to us when you tag us.
Share it with your friends. Also on Spotify, since you're already, you know, submitting questions over there, you guys can also rate us 5 stars.
Hopefully 5 stars.
Five stars. I mean, that's
so
easy.
Don't do it at all.
Don't do it at all.
Don't just put your phone away. Get away.
Pause the podcast and leave.
Delete
your phone. Delete your phone.
Delete your phone.
Delete your Spotify.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. For sure, man. For sure.
Any more promotions, Rika G? Do you have a new vlog? I see your shorts on my YouTube algorithm.
I know.
Your shorts are popping up there.
It seems like it's easier to get on shorts, like the algorithm on shorts, than on TikTok. I don't know if that's like maybe because it's new or something. But yeah, we do have a vlog channel. It's called Our Climbs. So it's mainly about bouldering and climbing and whatever, but it's also about our life here in the UK as newbies.
Yeah. Grabe,
it's been 6 months, dude. Six months.
I know.
I know.
Time flies, man. Time flies when you're going to school or not working like
or not.
Me. So, but yeah, that's the podcast for today. And you know what, Rika G, I forgot to mention to you. We didn't talk about pre-pod, but next week, I just want to give a forewarning to the Leche fans who listen every week. I am actually hosting an event in Bataan next week.
Oh, wow.
So I might not be available unless we record early in the week. We'll discuss it. But
don't
just
tell
in case,
me, dude. Tell the people listening. Yeah. Saka
but just in
paalam.
Case, mga leche, it's my fault that we won't have a mix next week.
Let's
if we don't find
things
time.
Straight.
All right?
Here.
I just want to let you know. No gaslighting involved. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. All right?
Got it.
But yeah, that's the podcast for this week. Rika G, shall we extra song? I love the shoe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.